For the second night in a row, police have arrested demonstrators on the streets of Moscow. At least 100 opposition protesters were detained, joining leading opposition figures and prominent internet bloggers already held in custody. Moscow correspondent Norman Hamont reports.
Outside a courthouse in central Moscow, supporters clap as one of hundreds of those arrested the night before is hauled inside. Like many others, Kim helped spread the word about the protest through online social media.
Why do you think so many people were arrested?
Well, they're scared. They're scared of us.
The crowd is dominated by mid-20s internet activists. They're here for Alexei Navalny, Russia's best-known blogger, renowned Kremlin critic, and arrested at the protest against fraud in last weekend's election. Bloggers Alexei and Andrew are waiting and say they're not surprised by the large numbers of detentions during one of the biggest protests in Moscow in years.
We have seen a lot of signs during recent months that Kremlin is fearing because they are arresting just everyone.
I think that internet only can help us, but the main idea is that this authority can make us feel fear. But when we understand that we are Russian citizens, but not only people, we can return the authority to our hands.
All over here, there are examples of how the internet has shaken loose the Kremlin's control on information. Tim is one of them.
You're filming with an iPhone, which is going into a computer in your bag. What are you doing with this material?
I'm just shooting live since 1 a.m.
And on what site is this?
Not any specific site. I'm shooting through Ustream service.
You're the eyes and the ears of people watching what's going on in Moscow.
This could be done by any person with an iPhone, a power plug, and internet access.
There is plenty of bravado, but there's fear, too.
What's your name?
Tim.
Tim, do you want to give us your last name?
No.
Andrei Soldatov is the editor of one of Russia's most popular news websites, Agentura.ru.
Internet helped to mobilize people, the most active parts of population now in Moscow. They became more politically active now, after the summer, after the decisions of Putin to become the Russian president again.
The bloggers here say the Kremlin still doesn't understand. The internet has let the political debate genie out of the bottle, and not even Vladimir Putin can put it back in. This is Norman Hermont in Moscow reporting for AM.